Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with Jay Gordon Duncan. And if you're wondering why the J, the answer is, I'm not a bagpipe player. And if that joke doesn't make any sense, I encourage you to check out episode zero, where we talk about the purpose of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast, where we talk about faith, family, fitness, finances, and sometimes fun. Well, friends, thanks so much, as always, for returning, whether you're watching or listening. And thank you last week we talked about reigniting sales or interest in products or services that you've launched before, whether that's a book or whether it's a course. And I appreciate that very much. And always the likes, shares, and reviews, that means a ton. This week, we're going to follow a similar theme. We're actually going to follow the theme that comes first. We're going to talk about, how do you launch a book or launch a course, anything in which you have a product, sales, or service? How do you launch it so you get the biggest impact, the most interest, and the most sales? I'm joined again, if you're watching us, by the CACS community, which is a faith-based mastermind where we talk about launching books or illustrations or book editing, lots of things like that. So if you're watching, thanks so much. That's who the crew is here. And as always, if you're ever interested in our faith-based mastermind, you can join us each Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Just reach out to me and I'll give you a Zoom link. We've got a great community here. So let's talk about launching a book, a course, or product or service so you get the most exposure and so that you get the highest sales. Now, I want to be honest with you guys. I've not always followed these rules for a couple of reasons. There's times where I have created something, I've launched it the next day. There's times where I've taken a long runway, like I'm going to share with you. And there's times where I've taken a shorter runway. It depends on the purpose of what you are launching. For example, when I launched my most recent book, How to Capitalize, or it was called Capitalize the Power of AI Marketing, that was not intended on my part to be a book with long range sales. It's very time specific. It was a gift that I gave out at a seminar of the same topic. And so I didn't originally write that book with the intention of publicizing it. It was just a PDF that I gave during that seminar. But as the seminar went well and I followed up with people, it was received well. And I thought, well, let me make this available for publication. So I did the work and I got it up on Amazon and KDP. And I launched it. It was received really well. In fact, it was received better than some of the other books that I've published. And I was very thankful for that. But it wasn't a book that I knew was going to stand the test of time because of how quickly AI marketing and AI is evolving. Quite honestly, that book might be out of date in 6 months to a year. So for me, the quickness to market was important. However, when I initially launched my course, the Capitalize Your Best course, I took 6 weeks to prepare for that launch and did 6 weeks of promotion, building it and building and building it, and followed many of the tips that I'm going to offer to you here. Because that course has got a long range impact, a long range availability. And I think that's the first question you've got to ask. Whatever you're launching, if you want a long range impact and long range availability, you need to give yourself more of a runway to do some of the things that I'm going to talk about today. However, if what you're creating is more of a digital or physical business card, or something you want made availability quickly, then you're not going to be able to follow this. It really comes down to what do you want to launch. Now, guys, this is also true for a service. Let's say, for example, you're an illustrator or you're an editor. If just one day you go, hey, guys, I'm available to do this online, there's been no anticipation, there's been no there's no expectation, and it's just going to be received as received. But if you follow these same steps for your service, it's going to work. For example, let's say you offer book editing as a service. If you take 6 weeks and go, hey, guys, January 1st, I'm going to make book editing available as a service. So I'm going to spend the next 2 months telling you some of the things that I offer. And then you go to a date. Then as you lead up, you've built expectation. You've built some Q&A back and forth, and you've got a greater chance of making an impact. We all have the temptation, I think, when we have created something or we have something to offer, to make it available immediately. But when we do that, we've got to understand that more than likely we are shortchanging the impact in our sales. If we can be patient to lead up to a date where we're launching that book, that course, that service, you have a better chance of revenue in the first week and long-term revenue as it continues. Now, we're not going to be talking about what promotion looks like after the fact. That would be a different podcast and a different topic. And we can talk about that one day. How do you have sustained sales? We've talked about rescuing products and services. Today, we're talking about launching them. One day, we'll take the topic of how do you maintain continuous sales. So the first thing you got to ask before we get into any of the tips is, what is your goal here? If you need immediate impact, or if you have something that's not going to be viable in the long run, then you're going to have a shorter launch period. But if it's something that you really would like to capitalize the sales on and you want it to sustain, you need to give yourself a longer period. And so that's the first question you've got to ask. It all comes down to it. Sometimes, like I know that one of us here in the group launched a 365-day journal or a devotional last year. Well, that idea came quickly and could be put together quickly, and the time frame for the sales on that is short. Basically, November and December are the only time people buy, or the most intense time people buy yearly devotionals. Well, that had to come together quickly and be sold quickly. You didn't have the time for the ramp up. So answer that question first. Do I need immediate sales with a short impact, or do I want more sales and a longer impact? The answer is different. So for the AI book, I needed immediate impact. It's going to have a short impact. I got that going really quickly. For my course, Capitalize Your Best, and that coaching program, I wanted a larger revenue and I wanted a longer impact. That means I need a longer runway. So essentially, guys, get crazy. I've got 7 ideas for you here, and they're not sequential. 7 ideas. And there's lots of places you can find this. There's some great books out there that talk about how to launch products. My course, Capitalize Your Best, we talk about it in there. There's a great blog out there by Lewis Howes, LewisHowes. He runs a podcast called The School of Greatness. When he launched his first book, he went through, I think, 10 or 12 steps that he did, and his book launched in the New York Times bestseller, and those tips are just as viable. So what I've got here are things that I've seen that have worked for me, things that I've read from other folks. They're not sequential. These are just 7 things that you can do. Some are going to work for you, some are not. Okay. So I've got them in no particular order. So let's hop in. Now, if you've got, again, we are covering book launches, course launches, products or services. If you are asking anybody to buy anything from you, here are the things you can do to have a successful launch. Number one, a podcast tour. I don't know if you ever thought about it. How many people do you know who have a podcast? If you thought through it, these days you might know a good 3, 4, or 5. And just ask them, hey, would you mind if I came on to your show to tell about this new product or service that I'm launching? And the worst they can say is no, or doesn't fit my audience, but you might get 1 or 2. For example, this audience has 30,000 people over the last year. I don't get 30,000 every episode. If I did that, I'd have a much bigger audience, but I'm very thankful for everyone who tunes in. And so I've had friends who've said, hey, can you come on? Can I come on to your show and talk about my product or service? And some I've said yes to, some I've said no to. It's got to fit the audience. It's got to fit who you're speaking to. But if you know anybody who has a podcast who speaks to your audience, that's really important. If they speak to your audience, just ask them. For example, if I had, what's the most ludicrous podcast I could have? If I had a podcast on woodworking, I would never have one because they don't let people, most of the time don't give me tools because I would be dangerous with them. You and you're selling a faith-based Christian book, it would probably not be best to ask me. I would say my audience is probably not interested. But since my audience is faith, family, fitness, finances, and sometimes fun, that audience might work. And then it's going to be up to me to say, well, the timing works, or I've got things scheduled, yes or no. You can't take it personally. Someone might say, you know what, I just don't have the time right now between now and your launch, or you don't fit my format. But if you just got to sit down. Who do I know who has a podcast? And if you've got 3, 4, or 5, just ask them, I'm going to begin offering this service. I'm going to launch this course. I'm going to launch this book. And could I be on your podcast? And you might say, I don't know anybody. Tell you what, if you look for Facebook groups, there are Facebook groups specifically for podcasts who need guests. They would just say, hey, I have a podcast and I need guests. And you know what? They're easy to find. So just look for podcast guests or podcast growth or podcast launch Facebook groups, and you'll find them. And then you just say, hey, I would love to send you a free copy of my book. Could I be on your podcast? And then just go from there. So podcast tour, launch it. And then you know what? You're telling people online, hey, I'm so excited. I've got a podcast tour for the launch of my book. And you're letting people know as you go. And then you're giving heads up. Hey, I'm going to be on the This Is Going to Hurt podcast next week. And then when the podcast comes out, you share. I'm so excited to be on the This Is Going to Hurt podcast. And then you share it out because you're promising that host, I'm going to promote your podcast. I'll be honest with you. This is a dirty little secret. I've had people ask to be in my podcast. I brought them on and then they never told anybody. I'm like, what did you get? Like, I don't care. My feelings aren't hurt, but you didn't get what you wanted. Like, you didn't actually, like, you should promote the episode you're on. I don't understand. But if you're going to be on one, promise the host, hey, and then I'm going to tell the whole world every week. Did you miss my episode? Hey, please watch my episode. It's free publicity. So podcast tour. Number two, street team. What's a street team? Literally what it is, people on the street helping promote your book. So that is when you find a group of people, 3, 5, 10, who would say, would you do me a favor? This is often family and friends. Leading up to my launch, will you share on your platform that my book has launched? At least once. Will you share, hey, I'm really excited about Eileen's new book. It's coming out next week. And then really importantly, on the day of the launch, my friend Eileen's new book just came out. And your family, friends, you've got a tight circle. And then the most important thing about a street team is they know what you want them to do. What does the commitment involve? So think through that ahead of time. Are you asking them to post 3 to 5 times, 3 times, 1 times, when? And then give them what to post. You definitely want them to make sure they're representing you in the way that you want to be represented. So when my course launched, I had friends that I'd said, hey, when it launches, will you please let people know day of? And I told them exactly what I wanted them to say and how to say it. Because all of a sudden, if you've got some churn on social media or other platforms, and everybody's talking about it the same day, people are like, where did this come from? So a street team, you've got to be committed. They've got to know what you want them to share and when you want them to share it. And if you can get as many people on that street team, back in the day, it used to be hanging flyers and, you know, it used to be much more physical, right? And that might still be possible. But for the most part, on social media, you're borrowing their audience. That's what you're doing. You're borrowing their audience and saying, will you help promote this? Doesn't matter if it's a service. You might be an illustrator and you might be launching. I'm going to start offering illustration services on January 1. And then let people know what to say. Like, hey, I'm so excited. My friend just started a book illustration business and he's now available. Reach out to him here. So they got to know what to post and when to post. Number three takes a little bit work. Create a landing page on your website. A single page dedicated to advertise your book. Remember back in the day in a newspaper or a magazine, an author would take out a single page that would advertise their book. I used to read Entertainment Weekly back in the day. It came out every week. It was about books and movies and stuff. I used to love Entertainment Weekly. And a new book would come out and John Grisham would pay for a single page advertisement. It would have the picture. It would have a review. It would tell you all about it, a synopsis. And I'm sure this still happens in Variety and various other magazines like that. You can do the same thing for a single page on your website, a landing page. And that way, when you're advertising your book, your course, or your service, you can tell people, if you'd like to know more, go here. And that typically, if you want to save the cost, you just make it a single page off your website if you have one. And so usually not that hard to create. But if you're going to do it, make it, change the link in your bio, make sure people know it's there, make sure it looks good, but make it an advertising page. Clear picture of either your logo or your cover or your branding. If you can do a review, do a review. If you can share your past accomplishments, put it on there. But a landing page goes a long way because, again, if you're asking someone to promote for you on the street team and the book's not out yet, what are they pointing them to? You can say, hey, when you're telling people about it, send them to my landing page. Again, it can be a portfolio of your work. It can be a logo. It can be a cover. It can be a brand. Put some reviews on there. Put your accolades on there. Amazon bestseller, number one bestseller, top 10 in 4 countries, whatever the case may be. But a landing page goes a long ways. If you already have a website, this is not going to cost you anything. Just add a page. More than likely, you got a Squarespace or a Wix or a WordPress, and an extra page is not going to cost you anything but the time or effort. But make it dedicated so that people have some place to go to, okay? You can even do a bonus. If you give an email, I will send you this bonus. If you got some, if you're doing nonfiction, you can say, I've got a bonus chapter. If you give me your email, I'll send you a bonus chapter that no one has, or I'll give you a study guide. You can give people lots of reasons to go there, and you might be able to grow your email database as well. So we got podcast store, we got street team, we got landing page. Number 4, local press. If you have a local newspaper, they are starving for content. Most of the time, your local newspaper is just borrowing stories from around the country. And just go to the editor, go to the website, and just give it a shot. Send an email. They've got a place, every local newspaper, and say, hey, I've got a new book coming out. Could I send you some information about it? Would you be interested in talking to me? Could you promote it when it comes out? Is there any way in which we could interact? And just come with your hat in hand and say, can you help me? And you know what? They don't get information like this. Local newspapers are dying for content. They really are. And if you're consistent, they're going to be interested in it. If they say, get back in touch with me later, you put it on the calendar and you get back in touch with me. Worst case scenario, you have wasted an email. That's it. Best case scenario, they're like, sure, I'd love to tell the community about it. And the next thing you know, you're in a local newspaper. But again, local newspapers need local content. And they get way too many complaints in the editorial section. They would love something positive. So get to know your local newspaper editor. Know who it is. If they say no, just say, thank you so much for the consideration. I'd love to talk to you again some other time. But I bet if you do, you can consistently get someone who will talk about your content. It's a very underutilized because social media is so prevalent. People forget that there is a local newspaper. And you know what? You might pick up 5 sales. You might pick up a potential client, product, service, whatever it may be. You can gain some sales from that. Number 5, affiliates. Affiliates. Now, affiliate is when I pay you to market for me. And you're like, hey, every book you sell for me, I'll give you $1. Now, you can do this a couple of different ways. You can, if it's local, you buy the books yourself. And you give them to them. And you're like, hey, every time you sell a book, you know, I will give you $1. You can create a website with a unique URL to track it. It's like if you have a service. And you're offering a service, you say, hey, every referral you get me, if you'll tell them it came from you, I'll give you a percentage of my service. And so if you have a web designer, they can create a page that's unique, that can be trackable. But affiliates is when you're basically paying people to market for you. And again, services go a long way. If you offer a service, you tell your people, anybody you send to me, make sure they know it came from you. I'm going to ask them, hey, who told you about me? And I'm going to give you a percentage of the money that comes in. For a book, sometimes you got to buy the books to make it happen. But listen, if you've got a fan, a lot of times they're not hesitant to be a big fan for you. And not Shame to make a little bit of money as well. So affiliates work best with larger revenue items. I'm going to be honest with you. If you get, you know, if it's 10 bucks, sometimes a dollar's not enough for people to do the work. Maybe it might be. But if you have an ongoing service where people are paying you monthly, or you have a one-time service, then affiliate marketing might go a long way. And so for my course, my coaching program, Capitalize Your Best, you know, affiliate marketing makes sense. I'm like, hey, you bring me a new client, I'll be happy to give you a percentage of the revenue that comes in. But leading up to the launch, you've got people who are more excited about sharing. So this is like the street team plus one, really. The street team is just people who love you, who are going to help you. Affiliates is like a street team with a motivation, with a cash motivation. And so quite often that will go a long way. So we got podcast tour, street team, landing page, local press, affiliates. I got two more. The next one, start a podcast of your own themed around your book. Themed around your book. If you're interested in how to start a podcast, just go to my podcast and type in how to start a podcast. I've done two different podcasts about how to do that. It's not hard. And you know what? You don't have to commit to 52 episodes a year like I do. You can say, hey, in the next 6 weeks, I'm doing a 6-week podcast leading up to launch. Now, you're not going to build a giant audience on that. Podcast audiences are built by consistency. And so that means that every Monday, people know this podcast is going to show up. But you can do a mini series podcast and let people know it's coming. And every week, you're telling people more about the book. You might find that you love doing it and it transitions into a long-term podcast. But it's not bad to say, hey, I've got a 6-week podcast coming out. And again, if you're ever interested in it, I'll do my best to put the link in the show notes. But I've got at least two episodes where I've explained how to do it. And you can start a podcast absolutely for free. There's no cost whatsoever if you do it correctly. Because everything is set up now. You can use the mic on your computer if that's what you've got to do. There's a little bit of investment if you want clarity, but it's possible. So, six things to launch your book, service, or product: podcast tour, street team, landing page, local press, affiliates, start your own podcast. And number seven, you can guess what it is: massive amounts of social media. No one knows your product and service is coming out unless you tell them. No one. I don't know you exist unless you tell me. Now, we've done so many episodes on creating content. You can go to my seminars. You can look for my videos. You can reach out to me directly. But don't spend a year of your life, 6 months of your life, 3 months of your life creating something, and then don't tell people about it. Because in the world of Amazon, or the world of coaching, or the world of products and services, there are a million people doing similar to you. And the challenge, anytime you ask someone for a dollar, is to break through that noise so the people find out about you. So please do your part of social media. Either you do it or you pay someone else to do it. But quite often, the beauty of the thing you've created goes unnoticed because it is so hard to break through the noise. And one of the ways is to break through the noise is to let people know through massive amounts of social media. We've talked about it before. You can't for 6 weeks go buy from me, buy from me, buy from me, buy from me. But consistently over different platforms, targeting your audience will help you. So let me review this. So if you have a book, if you have a course, if you have a service, and you are launching it, the first thing you got to do is decide, am I going for immediate impact with a short window of sales, or am I going for larger revenue and larger impact of sales? It all depends on what you're launching. Decide that. Whichever one you decide, if you're going immediate, you're probably not going to do these things as much. You're probably just going to hit it very quick, and there's going to be a tighter window. But if you want a larger revenue at launch and a larger impact long term, here are seven tips. And there are other ones out there, guys. The seven were a podcast tour. You ask friends who have podcasts if you can be on there, and then promise, of course, to promote their podcast. Two, get a street team. That's when you get 3, 5, 10 people who promise to promote your book, you got to let them know what to say and when to say it. Create a landing page off your present website. Something's got a great picture of the cover or your brand or your logo with reviews, that kind of thing. Local press, email your local newspaper. Hey, can I tell you about my book? Can you interview me? Is there some way I could share the community? Affiliates, that's like a street team with steroids. Hey, can you promote my product or service? And I'll give you a percentage. 6, start your own podcast. And then 7, lots and lots of social media. So guys, do those things. If you give yourself a 6 to 8 week window to promote and you do these things, you will increase your revenue. You will. And you know what? If you're consistently launching books or courses or services, people begin to see more of you in their profiles. It'll raise your level of awareness. And long term, it's going to help the sales of the other things. So guys, I hope you enjoyed this. I hope this was beneficial. I know that we're going to continue talking about revenues and services, especially as we go towards the end of the year. I hope this has been fun for you and practical, and I can't wait to see you all again next week. Thanks so much for watching and listening. Bye-bye.